We have so much to get to. We're going to hear from Jerry here in just a second.
It's got to be the beginning of the end for Jason Garrett.
It has got to be.
If Jason Garrett is still the head coach of this football team next year, I will go through the 2019 football season with a mohawk. I'm telling you right now.
With
I
Jerry?
Promise,
whoa.
Put a Bible. Yes. I will swear to you, I will go through next football season with a mohawk.
I'm looking forward to
Jason Garrett is still the next, is the head coach next year.
You cannot back out of this.
I'm not because I will be so pissed as a lifelong Cowboy fan if he is still the head coach. You can even put stars on the side if you want.
Whoa.
I don't care.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to have
gang signs on the side.
Well, MS-13. I'm not going to go to gang signs, but I'll put Cowboy stars on the side, a mohawk, FU on the back, whatever.
Whoa.
I don't care. I am so ticked. I've so had it with the Jason Garrett era that I can't stand it.
You know, I think you're safe. But with Jerry making that call, anything is possible.
Watch these suckers go 6-2 in the second half of the season, and then I'm mohawking it out next year.
You think they're not going to fire him?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't think so. I think you're going to mohawk.
No way.
Oh,
because if this team, hell, I may get a mohawk if they win 4 more games this year. This team sucks.
Yes,
there's no way they can win more than... What do they got? 8 games left? There's no way they can go 6-2.
Yeah, but Lenahan goes before Garrett goes. Then Garrett may be the next
one. I'm telling you, the noise is going to be so loud around here, and I'll be banging the drum and hitting the cymbal along with it. If I have to lead protest out at the Star to make sure it happens so I don't have to get a mohawk, I will do it.
Yes.
I think there's a very strong possibility he's going to be fired now, and I think last night may have been the swing game. As we talked about yesterday before the game, so much is riding on that one last night, and I think it could very well be the swing game because, yes, this team, coming off the bye week, that's all they can give us. It doesn't seem that they're capable of turning this thing around. It seems like they are tragically flawed and no midseason fix. No wide receiver, no offensive line coach change is going to make any kind of a difference with them.
Did we see the moment where Jerry made up his mind when he very meekly...
almost broke his hand? Just, he just thought about breaking his hand and went, an open-handed slap into the countertop.
Pat the desk.
You know, Corby tweeted at the end of the game, Jerry leaning back in his chair, the video, and he thinks Jerry said, I can't take this anymore.
I saw someone else say that, too.
He was lip-reading. And I couldn't quite make that exactly work, but it's close. And so that might have been the moment where Jerry decided to fire Jason at the end of the year, barring some miraculous turnaround, which nobody sees.
I knew it. And then over the weekend, I thought, no, they got this new attitude up front. They got Amari Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
I know bad football when I see it. And when I saw them 3-4, I thought, this team is not good. They're going to haul off and get beat by the Titans. And then I talked myself back into it because I thought, no, because, they got the blocking dummy back.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to maul people up front.
And Tennessee is bad. That's what helped into it.
Yeah, but, I thought they were about like the Cowboys. They're like about,
Yeah, they are about like the Cowboys, so they should not have come in here and beaten them by 2 touchdowns.
No. But it can, it can happen in this league if you are not good, and the Cowboys are not good.